The seniors of Pottstown High School have begun an agonizingly slow graduation ceremony that will take 6 days to complete. The socially distanced procession will call one graduate to the stage every 15 minutes, with no one in the audience. WHYY's Peter Crimmins explains.
A spotlight greets the graduate as he or she enters the Pottstown High Auditorium. The sound guy starts a tape of the marching band playing Pomp and Circumstance, recorded 12 years ago. Principal Danielle McCoy is on stage, and four members of the student's family are allowed to be there, and that's it. Otherwise, it's empty, with 230 lawn signs propped up in the seats, each with the name and photo of a fellow senior. After a quick spritz of hand sanitizer, the graduate picks up the diploma and then is ushered out the side door where they can take pictures with family. 15 minutes later, the next graduate comes in. Over and over, 230 times. It started on Wednesday, and this will take 6 days to complete. While many schools are planning virtual online graduations, Principal McCoy refused.
I didn't consider that. The superintendent did consider that, but I was looking for any other option.
Pottstown has more than its fair share of poverty, and McCoy feels an obligation to properly acknowledge this life moment for everyone.
For some of our students, this may be the only big celebration they have. Some of them don't go on to college. They don't have big weddings, anything like that. So I think it's very important for them to have one big celebration that's about them.
Even in these reduced circumstances, a graduation is still a graduation, brimming with feelings of pride, with the excitement of what's to come and the sadness of what will be left behind.
I feel excited. I was nervous up there. I don't know why.
This is Sensei Wesley, who will be going to King's College in the fall.
We're lucky to at least have a graduation. Happy at least we get to walk.
That excitement extends to the parents. Maureen Miller watched her son Darian graduate from the same school she graduated from 27 years ago.
I was a bunch of nerves all day today. It was a little bit of a tearjerker, you know, but I didn't do too bad, I don't think. I didn't cry like a baby like I thought I was going to.
When Melissa Coleman approached the stage to hear her name called, she wept a little and then giggled a little. And once outside, she said her graduation is both happy and sad. Melissa said she'll soon be leaving for California University of Pennsylvania near Pittsburgh, and she started crying again.
It's okay. She's headed to another part of life. That's all you're doing.
Melissa's father, James Coleman, put his arm around his daughter.
You just start a new beginning. It's not the end. You still got education to go. You got to get out the house. Sorry.
The entire 6-day marathon graduation is being videotaped and will later be edited down to a couple hours. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.